Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about safety. The role of safety is a less than conscious contributor to our decision making. We are always scanning our environment, scanning our interactions with people and processing a lot of sensory information day to day throughout our lives. With safety in mind. It's just that it comes from a very primal part of our brain, and we're not always 100% aware that we're actually doing this. Things like our startle reflex, when someone makes a loud noise or enters our peripheral vision and we startle, that's an example of a really deeply inbuilt safety mechanism and strategy that's related to staying safe and basically staying alive. So safety and trust are cornerstones of how we process information and how we make decisions, even if we're not necessarily aware of that being the case. And this safety is in all types of human interactions and relationships, family, work, friends, increasingly nowadays online as well as in the quote-unquote real world as well. So this week we've got some strategies to allow you to increase your conscious awareness of the role of safety so that you can then enhance the likelihood of that safety in the future. So my first tip is to consider doing a little bit of a safety audit. It's not something that we're necessarily 100% encouraged to do, although some positions and roles are really, really good at that. If you ever talk to an ambulance officer, a fire brigade member, or a policeman, you'll know that they do safety audits all the time. Whenever they walk into a situation, they're scanning for risk. And it's a good practice in our own lives, conducting a bit of a safety audit, thinking about where we live, what we do, how we do it. Where are the places where I may be vulnerable, where there may be a risk to my safety? Who am I with? Are there people in my world that I feel safer and more connected to emotionally? Are there people in my world who I don't feel as safe? And then, you know, how do I make decisions based on that? Because once I've got that information, then I can start to put some safety strategies into place, particularly if I have highlighted a couple of areas in my life where I don't feel safe. I also need to find out, why is it that I don't feel safe? What is it about the situation that causes me to feel this way? And that can also be based on my own experience. If I've been hurt before, they say once bitten, twice shy, then I'm going to be a lot more consciously aware of the risk of being hurt again. And sometimes I may need to actually keep that in check as well. But if I don't feel safe, why is that? What's contributing to that? What are the things I might be able to do to increase my sense of safety there? And simple things like limiting the exposure or changing the nature of communication can have a massive impact on that. Having support, maybe sharing your concerns with someone else and strategizing could be important. Having someone with you in certain scenarios might help you. What's really key is if we understand the risk, then we can manage it and we can do our best to stay safe. Just like jumping out of a plane with a parachute, there is a risk there, but we can manage that and actually, you know, get a lot from that experience if we're able to do that. So there's some tips to stay safe this week with Mind Games.